The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's pick up on what we were doing before. What brings you joy?
My kids, my wife, life, usually. A sunrise from my deer stand.
10.5 hours.
In a deer stand?
Yeah. That but you were cheating because you were on your phone.
Watching the Gopher football game.
Okay. Could you now, you like your phone, like all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Could you now do 10.5 hours? I mean, you could, obviously. But would you enjoy it in the deer stand 10 hours and it's just you and the wilderness?
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, you're going back this weekend, I assume, right?
Yep.
You want to try that?
No
Gopher football game.
I think they got Penn State.
Next weekend.
Oh, there's no game.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Didn't they have a bye already?
You get the two byes this year.
Two byes.
Because we've got 50 teams in the conference.
Honestly. Well, shouldn't you be able to play another team?
Seems like you should. I agree.
Yes. But, I mean, I'd like to have – my phone would be on me in case of an emergency or something. But
right.
Yes. Yeah.
It makes my day very happy to see how Chad and the rest of the shows have no influence on anybody else. It's a quality human being right there to share that
you.
One. What is – Adam's most embarrassing moment with his mom? It's a very good question. The fact that you haven't listened to her and ask Adam anything should be in the top 10.
Well, she didn't want me to. She said I was off, having an off day. Don't listen to that one.
Yeah.
Most embarrassing. So,
was there anything on the Alaskan cruise?
This moment when we got to our stateroom. And it was a single bed. And the guy, I'm like, can we get the bed? Oh, this is not a honeymoon? I'm like, no, it's not. Can you separate the beds?
You're a boy toy there.
I know. I can't think of that. I'm sure there's many, many instances.
Man is not at one single embarrassing.
That's not what I said.
Wow. He's perfect. I mean, it's tough to be flawless.
Yeah.
I mean.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
South St. Paul's finest.
Well, I mean,
right
just
here.
Think.
Don Larson is right here with us.
Okay. I mean, I remember she found something that I had that may have been used for some sort of illegal activity back in the college days. College, if you know what I mean. And I had to give the old, that's not mine. I don't know how it ended up.
One hitter? Bong?
Yeah, one hitter.
Okay. How did she react?
She tested it out.
She showed you her stash.
Yeah.
You shared and compared. Oh, that's pretty good. Adam, do you grind your own beans?
There was a time we had a bean grinder.
Yep.
And I did for a little bit, but I'm back to the K-cups. So,
how important is coffee in your life?
Fairly important. In fact, and today I made a nice big... like this size, and I left it at home. So I had to drink station coffee.
You realize this is radio, by the way.
Yeah, it's a big tumbler. What do you call this? A thermos? I don't know.
Yeah.
Tumbler?
Tumbler. So if, let's say you go 4 days without coffee, would you feel it?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more of just kind of the ritual of it, you know, getting up and having that cup of coffee.
It's just a part of the routine?
Mm-hmm.
Are we not giving Donald Trump credit enough for forgiveness? Marco Rubio made fun of the size of his penis. Marco Rubio, in another debate, said if he wouldn't have inherited $200 million, he'd be selling watches in Manhattan. That was an underrated, pretty good cheap shot. And he's now going to be his Secretary of State. J.D. Vance called him a modern-day Hitler, and he's going to be the Vice President of the United States.
I think that is reflective of how Donald Trump views how he governs and runs business, that it's all is fair in business and what I say. It's like, you know, that's what's said in the heat of battle. You know, we're just, this is how we do things.
I think that's right on, and I think it's a combo, right? It's, yeah, when he's criticizing someone, it's way over the top.
Yep.
So I think he just thinks, hey, if somebody goes way over the top, that's a part of it.
Yep.
If they then show fealty to him, if they then show loyalty to him, they're
always
back.
Forgiven.
If they don't, no.
Yeah.
No. It's not me. Can you explain to me Kristi Noem in that position?
I don't. South Dakota, I mean, does that prepare, Governor of South Dakota, prepare you to be the head of Homeland Security?
Adam, do you want to get together and beat up Chad Hartman for insinuating what he said about John Denver? Somebody else quoted John Denver, and I said, I mean, we got another John Denver apologist walking in the room.
John Denver, noted John Denver apologist.
I mean, you know,
there's nothing to apologize for when it comes to John Denver.
He was fine. He was fine. I mean, you basically called him the greatest entertainer the planet has ever known.
He's up there. He's up there.
Yeah. Sinatra. Denver, Sinatra, Mike Jackson. Is that kind of is that your sequence?
Johnny D, baby.
Oh, my God. Dave mentioned this yesterday, and I mean, I don't think we can underplay this. Quinny wanted a couple things. I needed a couple things around the house.
Yeah.
Go to this new invention, not sure you've heard of it. It's called Amazon.
Yeah.
Punching in there. They said it's going to be there. We're ordering this at like 9:30, 10 o'clock. Between 4 and 8 a.m. Boom, it's just right there.
Yeah.
It's just
amazing.
Right there. Okay, so let's extrapolate. You can get your groceries delivered to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can have food delivered to you.
Mm-hmm.
How far away are we from significant portions of the population? You can work from home.
Yeah.
Maybe your partner, if you have one, also enjoys all that. Maybe you don't want a partner. How far away are we from millions just not leaving
their house,
their apartment, their condo, their house? Because everything can be brought to you now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, in seriousness, I think that's troubling when we lose out on human interaction. I don't think that's a good thing. I know right now a lot of people say, I don't want to deal with some of these people, and I get that, but that's part of the problem, too, when you isolate and say, I'm just not going to deal with people like that anymore.
What do you think, Dave?
I think people will still get out. I do. I mean, we have, like you said, plenty of people have the ability to work from home right now. And you can get anything you need pretty much through Amazon, through, you know, Target, whether they're delivering now or you're just driving up and say, hey, throw it in the back.
No, we're talking just not leaving the house.
Well, I just say you don't have to interact with people, but I think for the most part, we still
people need to.
We still as a species crave that interaction. Some more so than others.
Yeah, not everybody though.
I think
right.
I think everybody to an extent. Now, you bring up Dan Cook a lot. He's a guy that likes to be solitary.
I bring Dan up because he's here.
Yes.
And when Dan was a part of the show, we talked about this a lot.
But he will still tell you there are moments where he says, no, I want to go down and see people.
Oh, well, Dan's here with a lot of people around him. He's interacting with, I don't know, 10 people listen to Jason's show? You know, so there's
up to 11, actually.
11, okay. Yeah. So there's some of that. But there are, like, Listen, loneliness is a big issue for a lot of people. But there are a lot of people who enjoy their time and don't want to interact. Right. That would be soul crushing for me.
And let's be clear too, you can be surrounded, you can be around people all the time and you can still be very lonely.
That is a very good point. Jot that down. November 12th. Adam, first very good point of the year.
Wow.
651-461-9226. We need a lot more. How about a call or two? How about a text? Ask Adam anything. Dave St. Peter, leaving the Twins, leaving his position, but staying as a strategic advisor. Why did that happen? Dave St. Peter in 20 minutes on this show.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can we bring it back?
He came from somewhere back in long ago. Great song, too, by the way.
It is a great song. Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
It's the Doobies total, right? Not just Michael?
Correct.
Okay.
Adam. Properly underrated, properly rated, overrated.
I think they're proper.
I think they're proper.
And I definitely prefer them with Michael.
Oh, yeah.
I know others like the other way. I like them both.
Yeah.
But if I got to pick one, I pick Michael. I still think it'd be great if we could get Michael on the show.
He seems to enjoy the impersonations. I've seen a couple clips.
I have too. Was it a couple years ago? Wasn't there when you were a part of it that we were trying?
He was at the fair.
He was at the fair,
right?
But he
yeah,
got
he was
COVID.
With the Doobies.
That was when he was. But he got didn't he get COVID and he missed the show?
That sounds right.
Didn't he come back though?
Yeah, he's been back since, I believe.
Yeah. Adam, among the techs here, Gordon Lightfoot or John Denver?
Gordon.
Did you do like a whole show when you were filling in for me last Thursday? Days ahead of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
No, that was the
bump theme. Because
I know it was the theme,
but based on they want to open a Gordon Lightfoot museum in his hometown.
Probably will happen before next year,
so,
right?
Yeah.
Adam, what is the number one fishing tool item I should get from my lobster for Christmas?
Fishing tool,
pole,
like a good rod is good. Like a
Is that a good way to start?
You don't have to spend like a crazy amount of money to get a good fishing rod.
On the fishing side, where have the costs jumped up the most?
Boats are, new boats are incredibly expensive. The electronics you can get now with side or front-facing sonar. And
well, you're cheating.
That's what many people say. It's
You're juicing.
Yes.
Adam, you juicing?
You're juicing? I'm not juicing. I've got a graph, but it doesn't have the front-facing sonar.
Oldest boy is the chef for us for Thanksgiving, okay? And we have a smaller group this year. And he initially suggested to Kathleen he was only going to make a turkey. Where do I stand on turkey?
I know you're down on the turkey.
I think it's one of the weakest parts of the meal. Now, wow. Oldest boy makes a very good turkey because he makes it juicy. Most turkeys are way too dry. I was devastated because he makes an amazing ham. And when I called him and said, let's just make ham instead of turkey, he was aghast.
Taken aback.
He was taken aback. He said, I'll do both. What percentage of people do we think don't make turkey for Thanksgiving? I don't have the answer. I'm just asking you. What is your? Can you look it up, Dave? Can you go to some Survey USA?
5% at the most.
Okay, if 5% is the number, would you go over or under?
I'd still go under.
I think I would go over. Because I think people make roasts.
Yeah, but I think people even
still want. At
least to have it there, the turkey.
Yeah. What are you seeing?
This is according to the National Turkey Federation.
Okay, of course.
Big turkey.
That's right here in Minnesota, baby.
I think we know the numbers may be juiced a little bit, but they say around 12% of Americans do not eat turkey on the big day.
Wow.
Estimating 88% do.
How would Adam rate the size of Arnold Palmer, Marco Rubio, and Donald Trump's hands? 651. 461-9226.
God bless Arnold for, and you've been gone for a while, but you come back in a big way. I mean, that's a good way to be remembered.
Literally, you came back in a big way.
Yes.
Like in the locker room, because a lot of guys on the PGA Tour. I don't know if you know this, but Jack Nicklaus called in.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Glad he was available.
He was available.
He was hunting, I guess.
He was hunting. Who was this guy that he killed?
Oh, I don't remember.
He wounded him.
Oh, okay. Adam, you love the mediocre music of Grateful Dead and Fish. Are you still a big-time stoner or what? That's a texter, 651-461.
I would not classify myself as a big-time stoner.
What makes someone a big-time stoner? Brad Lane, by the way, with me, overrated. He's right. It's overrated.
What is?
Turkey.
Come on, Brad.
No, he's right. How often do you have to smoke?
Daily.
So you're saying like per week, if you smoke 5 times a week.
7 times a week.
No. So if you're, let me finish here.
Let me finish.
Hold on a second.
Excuse me.
Mr. Honor.
Excuse me.
Yeah. If you smoke 5 times a week, you're not a big time stoner? According to Adam Carter, also known as big time stoner.
I think there are many people who are dedicated to daily usage. Those would be big-time stoners.
Big-time stoners. So in other words, the five-timers are part-time stoners.
Well, I mean, they can see big-time stoning, but
it's
in the neighborhood.
They're like Sarah Palin and yes. The Soviet Union. Is that right? Apparently at Burger King today, they're giving away Whoppers for $1.
Wow.
If you're in the Royal Perks loyalty program. I heard you raving about the Whopper the other day. Say, is that your number? If you could have anything at a fast food place.
Oh, no.
Is that it?
No, it's the cheesy gordita crunch. I'm talking about the true hardcore, not your fancy fast food places.
Yeah, not fast casual.
The old school, yeah.
Right.
It's the cheesy gordita crunch from Taco Bell.
Running for the board.
Yes.
Whopper second?
Well, the funny thing is, I had my first Whopper only about 5 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
And now you're in love with it.
I love the Whopper. I don't get it that frequently, but if I'm on a road trip,
big time Whopper
if
lover?
You're a big time
is
Whopper
it compared
lover?
To a big time stoner?
2 times a week, you love the Whopper.
Dave, do you have one particular fast food item that you need to get? Because I don't in the fast food. If I have anything, I would say Jordana. I love the onion rings. At Burger King.
Does the Dairy Queen Blizzard count, or does it need to be a non-dessert item?
I don't think that counts.
Then I'm going Arby's roast beef with the potato cakes. Bring back the cakes, Arby's. Let's go.
I think Arby's is a pretty good selection, mm-hmm. right?
A&W
I thought the potato
too.
Cakes...
A&W.
I thought the potato... We'll get to A&W a second because I agree with you 1,000%.
They were back
Hold
for
on, there's
limited
a lot going
time.
On here.
Limited time, they're gone again.
Why are they
I
limited?
I don't know, because they're trying to kill us.
Are we running low on potatoes?
they're still slinging curlies, and for God's sake, the crinkle fries. Get those out of here.
You hate crinkle fries, don't you?
They're worthless.
You're wrong.
You're so wrong.
Oh,
you are wrong.
Oh, you guys are just mesmerized by, oh, it's crinkly. Ooh.
You're intimidated by the size, aren't you? We like the Arnold Palmer fries.
Give me the Arnold Palmer fries.
I take the whole potato cake, okay, my man?
Okay. Look at these ads. Yeah. Not a problem. You going to be hanging and banging and clanging later today, or what are you doing?
I got to take the lobster. We're going to take out for lunch, and then... do something else.
Where are you going for lunch?
I don't know. It's up to her.
Whopper?
Could be.
Could be a Whopper. Well, I'm not going to go there. He's going to raise the Arnold Palmer again.
You're going to. Thank you.
You got it.
I thought you were going to be a champ. Tough guy. Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time to be stopped talking. It's time to get a free heat map analysis with an insulation estimate. Dave St. Peter, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.